Well, we need another volunteer, and I would suggest we have an hour that maybe read from verse 18, perhaps through 26. You think that looks sufficient? So, Jay, if you found your place there.
Judges chapter 6 and verse 18. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid, and unleavened cakes, of an ephah of flour, the flesh he put in a basket. And he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of his staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the 11 cakes. And there rose up a fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the 11 cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O God, Lord God, for I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Orpha of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it. And build up an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the place of this rock in the ordered place. And take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down.
Thank you, Jason. We're going to make one little change. Emil and John and Tony and David and myself and John are going to be a bit slower. We're going to ask you, brethren, to help us. It's your reading. So we did a lot of talking this morning. First reading's over. Hope we have some background. Now, we want to hear some of the thoughts the Lord is giving you on some of these verses that are before us. I'll just start us out. Verse 17, If now I have found grace in thy sight, show me a sign that thou talkest with me. I don't know how really my other brethren feel about this, but I think that at least I'm going to suggest that we must remember that we're in Old Testament days. It is a tremendous thing to be indwelled by the Spirit of God and to have Him making His presence within us. The saints in the Old Testament did not enjoy what we enjoy along those lines. And so Gideon, weak as he is, he says to the Lord, and I like to think that it is evidence of one, his weakness, but his dependence now upon the one that has called him to this task, to confirm to him that this is the pathway that he is putting him into.
The wonderful thing about the school of God, that it is one-on-one. And here it is, Gideon is... We have already spoken. He's taking one step after one step to strengthen his faith and to realize who he is talking with. And the Lord graciously put up with it. And he would do that with us. As long as we are willing to do progress, he will take our hand and he will help us along.
What does somebody think about the present?
It's interesting, to me, that we talked about in the last study that, first of all, Gideon had something for himself. He was fresh from meat. He had a portion for himself. Now we find here something else. He has a portion to give to the Lord.
That's good. Yeah. So he's obviously not in a cave.
He's not a caveman.
No, he's not a caveman. Do you think he was diligent? Do you think he was careful in this which he made up?
Well, one ephah is about 40 pounds of flours. Now, that's a lot of flours. If you are working in under those circumstances, that's a whole sack full of flours. That's one ephah. That's a lot of work that this young man was doing. And as Kevin was saying, he filled his heart, he satisfied his heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He was able to give something.
What would be the idea? Because I don't literally, I didn't come in with my bushel of wheat today. I don't think anybody's carrying a bag with them. What is the idea that Kevin set before us that we would and should have something to give to him? What is he talking about? Is it something material? What do you think, Patrick? You don't think it's material? What do you think that it's? What are we referring to? Excuse me?
Something spiritual.
Something spiritual. Okay. Well, I'll just ask another question. What can we bring to the Lord or to our God that He values more than anything else?